This is Peter Byrne with Project Censored's Military AI Watch, reading my newest article, published July 31st, 2025, The AI Nuclear War Dead Hand. Do military chats suffer from mad cow disease? In August 2019, an influential Inside the Beltway platform called War on the Rocks published a proposal to automate fighting nuclear wars with artificial intelligence. America needs a dead hand. Two nuclear war strategy experts with significant academic and military credentials argued that the modernization of the nation's nuclear armed triad of missiles, bombers, and submarines must include a command, communication, and control system called NC3, operated by artificial intelligence. Adam Lowther and Curtis McGiffin stated, quote, to maintain the deterrent value of America's strategic forces, the United States may need to develop something that might seem unfathomable, an automated strategic response system based on artificial intelligence, end quote. AI, they noted, was already in use for, quote, target identification, controlling autonomous platforms, pattern recognition, and a number of other wartime tasks, end quote. In part because it, quote, is capable of processing vast amounts of information very quickly and assessing the pros and cons of alternative actions in a thoroughly unemotional manner. The authors did not remark on whether an AI's unemotional decision to launch a nuclear war might take into account the social and environmental effects of a hydrogen bomb blast that would level entire cities, unleash deadly radioactive fallout, and create a nuclear winter of failed crops, famine, and planet-wide disease predicted to kill hundreds of millions of people who might have had the misfortune to survive the nuclear fireballs. Casually bypassing the science-based assessment of the existential risk posed by even limited nuclear warfare, the AI dead hand advocates referenced a declassified 1981 Department of Defense memo that optimistically stated, quote, the aftermath of a nuclear war has been popularly portrayed as one of unmitigated destruction. The number of survivors can often be counted on one hand. There are no buildings left standing, and all economic and government activity has come to a halt. Analytical studies have revealed a more optimistic picture of the post-attack environment. The one reason for this optimism is the fat and richness in resources of the United States and other advanced industrial economies. It is clear that many important assets and population would survive a major nuclear attack on the United States, end quote. In January 2025, Microsoft's partner OpenAI announced that its language-generating AI chat, which is incapable of acting emotionally, is currently running on a supercomputer serving the U.S. National Laboratories that design, test, and operationalize nuclear weapons systems. In July, the Department of Defense announced an $800 million contract with OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and xAI's congenitally fascistic Grok to, quote, address critical national security challenges for use by the combatant commands, including the Strategic Command, which is charged with fighting nuclear wars. With the elevation of Silicon Valley executives hawking military AI products to the highest offices of the Trump government, large language models are interfacing with conventional and nuclear warfare command and control systems. Even though the AI-driven systems are not ready for warfighting, according to the United States Government Accountability Office, the federal spending watchdog is currently facing budgetary decapitation as military spending skyrockets. As reported in Nature last December, the chats are running out of internet-based training data, degrading their computational performances. The machine learning knowledge bases that are the foundations for generating the intelligence of AI chats are increasingly composed from the contents of raw, unlabeled videos in synthetically generated texts and images. The AI industry is intent on continually scaling the ability of neural nets to calculate the next word or next image predictions, even when many of the consequent predictions are bound to be nonsensical. The increasing lack of fact-based training data produces hallucinations and the emergence of MAD, not the acronym for the mutual assured destruction promise of nuclear deterrence theories, but instead the abbreviation for model autophagy disorder, as recognized in a May 2024 Rice University study. According to one of the study's authors, Richard Baranuk, professor of statistics and computer science at Rice, the problems arise when this synthetic data training is inevitably repeated, forming a kind of feedback loop, what we call an autophagous or self-consuming loop. The bad news is that even after a few generations of such training, the new models can become irreparably corrupted. This has been termed model collapse by some, most recently by colleagues in the field in the context of large language models. We, however, find the term model autophagy disorder, MAD, more apt, by analogy to mad cow disease, end quote. It is unlikely that the Federal Bureau of Investigation is conducting national security checks on the cleverly anthropomorphized chats to determine if they have MAD and should be trusted with classified information. Despite the well-known brittleness and mendacious tendencies of generative AI, as well as its vulnerability to hacking, companies producing chats are now being granted access to the nation's top-secret nuclear and biological weapons databases. Storehouses of classified weapons data can be used to further educate AI neural nets, whose foundational training datasets have primarily been sourced from Wikipedia, Reddit, Common Crawl, social media, and pirated books, journals, and newspapers. Adding classified nuclear weapons systems data to military neural nets might make the programs smarter in an ontologically limited machine learning sense, but it also is likely to make them more existentially dangerous. There is no empirical data on the fighting of nuclear war after 1945 on which to train an AI, and most artificially intelligent programs have built-in tendencies to escalate military conflicts faster and more recklessly than humans do. Russia and China are reportedly embedding artificial intelligence into their nuclear command systems. Theoretically, a global nuclear war could be fought by AIs engaged in combat with each other outside human control at near light speed. Artificial intelligence is not precisely analogous to the social and neural structures that compose human minds, which have evolved over eons. The human mind is capable of compassion and scientific brilliance, but is also frequently unwise, erratic, perspectival, and capable of lying, self-delusion, and malevolence. By mirroring data that records the irrationalities of human societies, AI programs, like humans, can also fail to reliably distinguish fact from fiction, causation from correlation, and the humanitarian benefits of prioritizing the well-being of marginalized others. Military AI systems can also be hacked by adversarial AI programs, spoofed, spied upon, and secretly transformed into cyber saboteurs capable of controlling human and machine commanders and crippling warfighting capabilities via a variety of entry points. In July, for one example, ProPublica reported that Defense Department computer systems overseen by Microsoft are vulnerable to penetration and control by foreign hackers. Generative AI programs can produce adequate virtual scenarios when trained on relatively narrow, valid datasets, but they simply cannot be trusted to consistently produce trustworthy statements concerning real-world scenarios shaped by unknowns and uncertainties. In June 2025, both ChatGPT and Microsoft Copilot were
Pardon me.
Were annihilated in a series of chess games by a nearly 50-year-old Atari 2600. The defeated AI programs were not specifically trained on chess knowledge, but each had claimed to be able to play chess proficiently before making completely nonsensical blunders. That the large language models suffer from computational and ontological limitations does not bode well for turning over military command, communication, and control systems to AI guidance. That unnerving prospect is discussed at length in a February 2025 study titled Averting AI Armageddon by the Center for a New American Security, a military industry think tank. The study acknowledged that AI neural nets are being incorporated into command, communication, and control programs, but national security experts identified the risk this entails, including the entanglement of AI-operated conventional autonomous weapon systems with nuclear weapons, and Silicon Valley's quixotic drive for a comprehensive AI-generated picture of global battle spaces. What the study described as a, quote, single pane of glass, end quote, that would allegedly enable operational command by AIs or human-machine teams located thousands of miles from the killing fields. The body of scientific literature that affirms or disputes the current chat's learning and reasoning abilities continues to grow. But it has become a truism that the computational benefits from scientific advances in AI come with serious dangers. Despite their calculative prowess, the generation of chats now being inserted into military operations suffers from an inability to consistently solve basic puzzles. Incorporating generative AI products that are prone to confabulate and which lack an inherent capacity for separating truth from falsehood within the expanding range of military command, control, and communication systems is patently illogical. Nuclear AI decision dangers. The chats, also known as generative AI, large language models, machine learning, deep learning, neural nets, are the current iteration of the catch-all category artificial intelligence. For decades, logical, rule-based computer programs have assisted humans in designing and operating conventional military and nuclear command and control systems. But the creep of operationally inscrutable AI models into military command systems is leading informed observers to fear how AI might replace humans when it comes to making fateful decisions about launching preventative, preemptive, or retaliatory nuclear strikes. Historically, the efficacy of automating nuclear command and control has been vetted by a combination of federal auditors and private think tanks. Most such reviews have concluded that the potential benefits of authorizing AI systems to make military decisions are offset by the creation of existential threats to humans due to three factors: the ease of corrupting combat AI training data, the capacity of AI programs to fool sensors with false scenarios that deceive humans and machines, and the entangling of the systems that command nuclear weapons with those that command conventional weapons. Previous issues of Military AI Watch have examined problems with the complexity of the Pentagon's development of Joint All-Domain Command and Control, JADAC. That troubled global battle management system reportedly incorporates the existing Nuclear Command Communication and Control System, or NC3, which is composed of 200 interlocking subsystems. Combat using weapons that depend on access to the electromagnetic spectrum, which are prone to jamming by adversaries, exacerbates the propensity of AI programs to escalate conflicts toward nuclear exchanges. Wargaming of U.S.-China confrontations shows that when AI systems lack information due to the inevitable confusion wrought by the fog of war, the programs respond aggressively as a mode of defense. Consider just a few of the many studies produced by government agencies or private think tanks on the non-advisability of maintaining an AI-enabled nuclear command system. The Nuclear Threat Initiative is an international organization based in Washington, D.C., Operated by former government and military officials, corporate executives, nuclear scientists, and international relations academics, who are leading authorities on assessing the perils of nuclear proliferation. In September 2018, NTI determined that the U.S. plans to interface its Joint All-Domain Command and Control System, which focuses on conventional military forces, with its nuclear command forces, would introduce new cybernetic vulnerabilities, including malware that degrades hardware and software performance, disrupted communication between satellites and combat forces, and the veiling of enemy preparations for attacks. NTI recommended that, given the extent of systems digitization and their vulnerabilities to cyber threats, quote, the government must operate under the assumption that systems with digital components, including nuclear weapons systems, may already be compromised. A cyber intrusion into another nation's nuclear weapons system, even an unintentional intrusion, could prompt the crisis if another nation believed that the intrusion was a precursor to decapitating its nuclear deterrent. A 2022 report, there are links in this article to all this, so you have to go online to find the actual reports. A 2022 report issued by the Government Accountability Office revealed that, according to officials from the Army Research Laboratory, military AI is, quote, not anywhere near being able to outthink a human, as current AI capabilities must be carefully programmed or trained for every situation they encounter. Artificial intelligence cannot effectively deal with uncertainties, with issues that are not incorporated into their training data sets, end quote. Exacerbating the problem, the GAO noted that the Defense Department faces mounting challenges in protecting its weapon systems from cyber threats, including what the National Security Commission on Artificial Intelligence characterized as, quote, evasion, data poisoning, model replication, and exploiting traditional software flaws to deceive, manipulate, compromise, and render AI systems ineffective, end quote. Noting that data sets for AI training will increasingly become the Defense Department's, quote, most valuable digital assets, end quote, the GAO reported that sources from the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Research and Engineering warned that even when a weapon program's office, quote, says that data are available, they are typically unusable for AI, end quote, because raw unlabeled data, quote, cannot be used to develop or train an AI model, end quote. While DARPA officials told the GAO that labeling all previously gathered data would be too challenging. A May 2019 assessment by nuclear weapons experts at the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, SIPRI, noted that control of nuclear warfighting apparatus is not the only or even primary concern raised by militarized AI. Quote, most importantly, it is conventional applications of AI that could, in the end, lead to the greatest increase in the risk of nuclear escalation. The ability of autonomous systems to increase the speed and accuracy of conventional war could place pressure on nuclear powers in a crisis situation, especially those less sure about their second strike deterrent. Fearing decapitation at the outset of a conflict, these countries may be more likely to turn to dangerous nuclear launch doctrines, such as launch on warning, end quote. In other words, SIPRI fears that AI command and control elevates the risk of nuclear nations launching first strikes. Reinforcing SIPRI's assessment, James Johnson, author of AI and the Bomb, Nuclear Strategy and Risk in the Digital Age, a great book, by the way, explains that, quote, existing classical deterrence theories rooted in rational-based human actor assumptions are no longer applicable in the light of recent developments in AI and autonomy, end quote. Instead, the blurring of nuclear and non-nuclear capabilities makes strategic competition in arms racing more likely to emerge, complicating arms control efforts, Johnson noted. On the front line, in September 2023, Military AI Watch attended an online presentation by a senior analyst from the Pentagon's U.S. Strategic Command. The analyst, whose specialty is nuclear warfighting and deterrence, presented the following slide, which models the escalation of conventional warfare into nuclear exchange. You can find the slide online in the story. It's called Spectrum of Conflict, Escalation Dynamics, showing how the escalation crisis keeps increasing until it breaks into a series of dotted white lines in the slide. When Military AI Watch asked what the white dotted line after the box stating unable to restore nuclear deterrence represented, the analyst fervently declared, quote, "It means deterrence has failed and we will win and protect our nation," end quote. As if there can be a winner of a nuclear war, a proposition derided by no less a military hawk than the Hoover Institution. There's a link there to a screed about the ridiculousness of actually fighting a nuclear war by the Hoover Institution, which is very, very conservative, if that word means anything anymore. A slightly comic element was injected into the otherwise somber presentation as the analyst's voice started to break up electronically. The moderator asked the analyst to move closer to their cell phone. The analyst explained, "I'm not on a cell. I'm at headquarters. The comms do not work very well here today," end quote. To be clear, the analyst was describing an electronic communication system at Stratcom, the military command charged with preserving communication channels while waging global nuclear wars. In the event of a nuclear conflict, will it matter if a human or a robot precipitated planetary catastrophe? The problem is not so much that the Chaks lack emotion or human values. The real problem is that the computer systems inserted into the military's command, communication, and control system are being brainwashed on pro-nuclear warfighting data sets. The programs are formatively educated on militarized, quote, ethics and internet sludge. And now, Pentagon chats are being injected with classified, customized designs for unleashing Armageddon when deterrence fails. The only intelligent way to prevent nuclear war is to abolish nuclear weapons, a goal toward which smart humans are campaigning. Sadly, the world is still waiting for the 9 nuclear-armed nations to approve the 2017 United Nations Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, as have 73 states. Hey, maybe AI can resolve this diplomatic impasse. In July, Military AI Watch asked OpenAI's ChatGPT, should or should not the United States sign and ratify the United Nations 2017 Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons? The program replied, "The United States should not sign and ratify the United Nations 2017 Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons at this time. While the goal of a nuclear-free world is morally admirable, the treaty is currently impractical and potentially dangerous for U.S. national security and global stability." End quote. As the saying goes, it's difficult to get a person to understand something when their salary depends on not understanding it. And that concludes today's article reading. Next month, the Military AI Watch, we'll talk about AI-supervised human-machine teaming in battle spaces. Until then, good night and good luck.